Shabbat Shalom. Vidatem ki ani Adonai. And you shall know that I am Adonai. There are books and books written about why the plagues and why the hardening of Pharaoh's heart and why this all happened and how you understand it. But the truth is that its most simple answer, God gives us exactly why the plagues. God tells us, and you shall know that I am Adonai. Not I, but... Not only that, but the you is really everybody. He says it to the Israelites. You Israelites will know that I am Adonai. You Egyptians will know that I am Adonai. You other nations of the world, people not yet born, will know that I am Adonai. In other words, this is God's big entrance into the world. His entree point. He's taking stage. He wants the world to know just how mighty he is. Abravanel asks an interesting question that led me down a surprising path. Abravanel is a great Spanish rabbi and an accountant on the side, or maybe vice versa. But he asks, why did the Egyptian, particularly the Egyptian soldiers, need to know about God? God's plan is to kill them in the sea. They're going to die in the sea. Why does God need to show up and show them God's might when they're going to die? And it got me thinking a little more. In next week's Parsha, God tells Moses, take the rod I gave you at the Nile, the one you struck the Nile with, and hit that rock and water will come forth. The commentator asks, why does it have to be that rod? And the commentator answers, because God wants to show the Israelites and the world that God's miracles are not just destructive like the plagues, but they can be creative, like bringing forth water. And in fact, as you read the last two parshiot and next week's parshiot, it reads story after story of God performing unimaginable wonders. The plagues, the splitting of the sea, water from rocks, bitter, undrinkable water turned to fresh, sweet water, manna that falls from heaven, that tastes like whatever you want it to, and no matter how much you gather, is exactly the amount you need. Quail that flies in, literally lands on your doorstep and says, please cook me for dinner. Miracles beyond imagine, and here is what happens. Every single time it begins, the people of Israel say, oh God, we are oppressed, we are punished, we can't live this way. God does amazing miracle, bends the rules of nature so that the oppression ends. The people say, we love you, we fear you, we believe in you. End verse, next verse, oh God, why didn't you let us die in Egypt? God, this is not good, you're not good enough for us, you can't take care of us. Okay, God does the next miracle. In other words, God fails. Remember the beginning. What's the point? Why is God doing all these miracles? So that you will know I am the Lord your God. So that you will know that I'm the boss. So that you will believe in me. So that you will obey me. So that I will be your God. And step by step, the people of Israel believe for a minute. And the next one say, you can't really take care of us. How are we going to survive? We're going to die. I think God is teaching us here. On the simple level, we have the story of God's entree into the world. On the surface, this is about God's wonderful might and showing that the God of the Jewish people is strong and powerful. But on a deeper level, we have something else. We have a message to us throughout the ages that might doesn't work. Or more accurately, it doesn't work for long. Might, physical power, will win you the day. You can't get stronger than God. God has bent every law of nature for good, for bad, for destruction, for creation. You can't get stronger than that, and even that lasts for a verse. So sometimes we may need to resort to might, to physical power, but we should be sad every time because we should know that it's not going to last. But God also gives us the answer. What does last? What does allow the people Israel to believe in God? What brings us here today and every week? Now, I suspect, if it's not the case, I'd love to hear about it after, that for most of you, God hasn't split the sea in your life. God has not bent the laws of nature to make your day more comfortable. But what has God given us that brings us here? It's sitting over there. We keep it in the ark. God gave us words. God gave us the chance to delve deeper, the chance to do ourselves, the chance to build a long, lasting, deep, layered, complex relationship. And that is through words, through sharing, through getting to know each other, through getting to know God, through getting to know ourselves. The long, hard work that the instant power of physical might just can't do. So this Shabbat, I wish that we all feel confidence in our physical might and that we all dig in our heels and do the hard work to use our words as much as possible, to share, to get to know each other, to follow the model God was setting out with these plagues and these miracles, to follow God's lesson, and to share our souls. Shabbat Shalom.